when I went to Dothan. See, we didn't have no high school here.
Yeah. Who'd you live with in Dothan?
I had a sister live there. Her only child is still living. She's my niece. She's up there in Ohio with her. I went to Tuskegee. I didn't stay there, but almost two terms.
You could go to Tuskegee without having.
It didn't cost me but $10 of entrance fee.
Is that right?
That's what my sister paid.
It's considerably different now.
What you talking about? I wanted to send my one daughter there. When she finished high in Quincy, Florida. So she rode all around to the different colleges. Got one to go so bad.
You say you were at Tuskegee for about 2 years?
Two terms.
How long were those terms? About 3 or 4 months?
No, they were supposed to be 9 months. But I don't think I stayed there that long.
So a person could go to Tuskegee Institute without having finished high school?
Yeah. We didn't have no high school.
Yeah.
And they said, took me in. I never will forget the first trip. They shut me up in a room by myself and put some examples on me all the way right on the blackboard. I might have done better, but I was the baby girl of that big old family, and they just write it. They didn't try to make me do nothing. And I sat up there and cried my eyeballs out. Didn't try to work them. The problems she put on the board.
Well, that's kind of a bad feeling being away from home.
Yeah, I was miserable. So when she come to check on me, see that I passed and everything, I said, I ain't tried to pass nothing. I want to go home. I know they thought I was a plump, star-native fool, which I was. All the sense I had with this was my family sense. I wanted to get back here where they were. And some of the biggest rogues that this one sister that sent me, she sent me a big old box, bigger than that heater, full of sweet potatoes, baked sweet potatoes. She'd kill hogs. Her husband would kill 25 and 30 hogs. Homemade sausage and ribs. All that good stuff I've been used to eat. There wasn't nothing like that to be seen.
Yeah.
And when I got my box and carried it to my little old room and put it under my bed, I was working my way through then. Mm-hmm. I had 3 tables to keep in the dining hall. And I went on to work. And this brother in North Carolina was there. He was firing the boiler that cooked it. Food at dining hall. Now I couldn't wait to get downstairs and tell him about this box of home food was sent. And when I got home, Lord, somebody had been in that box and eaten it.
Is that right?
I like died. I cried till I just couldn't quit crying. He had cake, all that good old spare ribs and sausage and stuff, you know, like a hog killing.
Yeah.
At least that's what I was used to.
Yeah.
So he flunked too. He stayed there and fired that. He was there when I went there. And I left ahead of him. No, he left ahead of me. Rogues. I had to pay $2.50 for an old mushy straw hat. Uniform.
Yeah.
That hat. Blue dresses, white cuffs and collar. I had to buy them, so.